In Leo Tolstoy, he tells the story of Martin the cobbler. Martin was a poor old man, a cobbler in a Russian village, who, while he was a good man, was what we would call today spiritual, but not religious. Martin's wife had died, as had all his children in infancy, except for his youngest, a boy. While still an adolescent, that son too died, leaving Martin bitter and despairing. He reproached God in his sorrow and asked that he too might die. An old man of Martin's village, known for his devotion to God, called on Martin one day, and in his despair, Martin opened his heart to him. "I no longer wish to live, holy man," he said. "All I ask of God is that I soon may die." The old man replied, "You have no right to say such things. We cannot judge God's ways. Not our reasoning, but God's decides." The old man went on to convince Martin that the key to happiness is to understand how we might live for God rather than for ourselves. He said that God's path to understanding how we might live is shown through his scriptures. Martin listened and tells us that from that day, his whole life changed. As he began, he intended to read only on holidays, but he found that, indeed, it made his heart light, and he couldn't stop reading. The more he read, the better he understood, and the clearer and happier he felt. Late one night, he found himself unable to put the book down, and in his weariness, he fell asleep. He was startled to hear a voice calling his name, "Martin." "Who's there?" he responded, and looked up and around, seeing no one. "Look into the street tomorrow, for I shall come," the voice responded. Martin rubbed his eyes, but he did not know whether he had heard the words in a dream or while awake. He put out the lamp and went to sleep. He spent the next day working diligently as usual, but he regularly interrupted his routine by nervously glancing out the window of his shop, looking for Jesus to walk down the street. His work and his vigil were interrupted several times that day when Martin noticed several needy passers-by. He broke away from his watch and his work and welcomed and helped them. To an ancient and weary worker shoveling snow, he gave a cup of tea and a brief respite in the warmth of his shop. To a freezing and destitute mother, with her infant, he gave her a warm place to rest and retrieved warm clothing, the warm clothing that she had pawned to get an old, angry woman who was angry with a misbehaving boy. He gave peace and taught forgiveness and tolerance. And after each event, he went back to his work and to his vigil, looking always for Christ's promised visit. That night, Martin was disappointed. He puzzled over why Jesus never showed up. Just then, he heard a voice asking, "Martin, don't you know me?" Through the darkness, he saw all his needy visitors, each one saying, "It is I." In today's gospel, we hear of the transfiguration of Jesus. And the term transfiguration is really a misnomer. Transfiguration was certainly what happened, but it doesn't really tell us what it was about. A truer name for what's described in today's gospel might be the revelation. Jesus truly reveals himself to Peter, John, and James as the Son of God. He shows his true nature to them in a way that no one could have misunderstood, that he is not simply a man or another prophet. And still Peter, as he often does, gets it wrong. Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Luke's gospel goes on to say, but he did not know what he was saying. For Peter was equating Jesus with the greatest of God's prophets, one of three. Just as Martin the cobbler failed to see Jesus in the prophets he helped, Peter failed to recognize Jesus as the Son of God himself. But Peter often gets it wrong in the Gospels, and that gives me hope, because it's more important to remember that Peter frequently represents us, you and I, in the Gospel. Peter isn't a brilliant man. Neither are most of us brilliant people. He isn't always a good man. Neither are we always good. He isn't always faithful to his God, and neither are we always faithful to our God. But Peter is the man that Jesus chose, just as he chooses us. It is Peter that he built his church around, just as he builds his church around us. It is Peter that, time and again, Christ loves, just as he loves and forgives us. And always will forgive our shortcomings. And from those shortcomings, Christ leads Peter to be the man that God wants him to be. Just as from our own failures, Jesus will lead us to the people to be the people he wants us to be. It is this ordinary man, Peter, who couldn't stay awake during his master's hours of agony in the garden. It is the weak Peter who denied Christ three times, even as Christ was suffering torment. It is remarkable, however, that the transformation we see in Peter between Luke's gospel and the Acts of the Apostles, where we see Peter after the Pentecost, we see Peter newly reborn and strengthened by Christ's redemption and his gift of the Holy Spirit. We are Peter, just as he, in his ordinariness, failed to be the man that Christ wanted him to be. We at times find our own distractions more appealing than our time with Jesus. Just as in his weakness he denied Christ, we, through our own weakness, deny Christ through our sins. And yet Christ never denied Peter, never through his Holy Spirit, just as he never denies us, he has redeemed us, and he'll never abandon us. He sends his Holy Spirit to us to aid us in our struggle to be the people he wishes us to be. We have only to invite him in. Just as Jesus returned to Martin the cobbler to clarify for him what he had seen during the day, he clarified for Peter, John, and James that he was not just another prophet, not even the greatest of the prophets, but truly the Christ, God's Son made man. Christ won't forget us. He won't give up. He will reveal himself to us again and again until we recognize him and honor him and follow him. Today is the second Sunday in Lent. Lent is the season set aside for us to contemplate our relationship with God and his Son. It's the season of repentance for our sins. It's a season when we find ourselves open to God's revelation, as Martin did, as Peter, James, and John did, so that we can recognize the hidden Christ in all those we meet. How like Peter are we? Jesus didn't expect Peter to be perfect. He doesn't expect that of you and I. He expects only that we'll try. And when we fail, as Peter often did, as I often do, and as I expect you do, he expects that we'll ask his forgiveness and try yet again. God never gave up on Peter. God will not abandon us. Let us in this season of Lent renew our relationship with him, see him in others, those in need, and open ourselves to his love, and be confident that he is open to us. Having done this, let us see what he will reveal to us.